So Radhika is laughing in his mind, in her mind. She told that, Idam Achmanyam Aung Mitraya Namah. Oh, Friendaya Namah. That is Krishnaya Namah. Then he, Idam Arghaya Aung Mitraya Namah. She is giving him water and Durva Ghas, you know, Durva Grass. And jaw, jaw mane?
One type of seed, just like this.
Jaw.
Not easy.
Mixing them, it becomes argha. So, idam argham om mitraya namah. Here, Srimati Radhika giving her love and telling that this argha, from this arga, Om Mitraya Namaha. And by Mitraya he does everything, not to Krishna, not to son, only to Krishna. When he is reading so many mantras and so beautifully pronunciations, Idam Pushpam Samalyam, Om Mitraya Namaha, for long life of her husband, for so many cows and so many wealth and etc. It has also some other meanings here. So he did. She became very, very much pleased that Jatila. And he gave two rings to Krishna. But Krishna told that I have told you that I will not take Dakshina. When my guru will hear, he will be so much offended. So I will not take. She told that I have offered, how can I take return? Madhumangal told that, anyhow, Krishna, you should take and give me. I'm Brahmin. So, she asked Jatila and took and bended in her clothes. Krishna says that, I have told you that I know
astrology
also. But I don't disclose anything. But she requested Kundalata to Jatila, you should pray this Brahmin to see the hands of your daughter Indra. Krishna so tell that I have not seen any hands of any wife. How can I see? But if you are requesting, I will see from a distance. And told that Kundalata or Jatila can take the hands of Srimati Radhika. And I will, from distance, I will see. When Srimati Radhika began to show her hand, she became
trembling.
And all hairs became. Krishna also saw that hand and became like fan. But anyhow he checked and told that, oh, what is the name of her husband? See, Jatila told that Abhimanyu. Then he thought something, reading the hands, and told that, oh, something is wrong in this. So beautiful hand. But it seems that his husband has so very few days life. And only he is surviving by the worship that does to son. And by this worship, her husband is alive. If he will do not do the worship of sun here, he may die in 2 or 3 days. So he should continue this, and you should not check her and give any disturbance in this worship. If he will allow her to worship here of sun, then so many cows will come, so bulls will come, and he will have a very long life. Then she gave again the mudrika of Srimadhi Radhika. Yet she did not die. Again, laddu and something took that boy, Madhumangal. Then they asked Krishna that you should come to Javat and take food, malpua, puri and all these things. All is ready there. Krishna told that I only take prasadam in a Brahmin house. And that Brahmin must be Vaishnava. Otherwise in Gop house I don't take anything. And now I have some vrata. Vrata, you know?
No.
Fasting and eating. So I will not take anything from you. She has so much faith because he is not taking anything. If a man does not take anything, the other person has so much faith upon him. So he can very faithful. She prayed Krishna that I pray you one thing if you are not taking anything. I pray that when I will send any person to you, you should come. Whether I may, maybe there or not maybe, whether I will be absent or present, you should make worship to my sister-in-law, Srimati Radhika. I request you. Krishna told that it is very absurd for me to come. By chance I have today come here. I cannot come daily. So if by chance I will have any occasion, then I may come and complete this thing. But I have received my dakshina that you have given heart to me, and she should also give heart to me, Srimati Radhika. She told her sister-in-law that you should give you should give your heart to this priest. She became very love, and Sakhiya also was very much pleasant. After that, Krishna told that priest told, I have to go to Gargi for taking, and it is being late, so late. If I will not go, they will not take anything. So they are hungry, so I should go. So taking, because it was third prahar, aparanna, and boys were waiting for Krishna, cows were waiting for Krishna. See, he was very hurry, and he went with Madhumangal there. And Srimati Radhika returned to Javat with her mother-in-law and all the gopis, but always remembering and feeling separation with Krishna. When Krishna came to Kusum Sarovar and near Govardhan, all cows and all friends were waiting for Krishna so much. So they came and at once embraced Krishna. Who will touch first Krishna? Then Krishna, all boys are telling that we are hungry and we have something, so you should also join and we will sit and take something. We were not taking anything for you. So you have come and let us, we should take something. All sat down in the midst, Krishna sat down there. and everyone knowing that Krishna is before me and very in front of me, and side by side he is. At that time, Baldev told Madhumangal. Madhumangal was silent. He was not telling or asking and doing nothing. And he took that potli of laddu here and sat on that and very grave. Baldev told the, oh, Brahmin, why you are so grave? And what is under your ear? He told that, tumko kya jarurat hai? What need you have? Don't disturb me. And he has took a lathiya there and ready. Then Baldev thought that anything he has, and that two anguthi rings he has banded in his
cloth, tied in his cloth.
So he also make it here. That like this. And Baldev Prabhu took that laddu and that also ring. He began to cry and giving abhishap. Abhishap, you know?
Curse.
So, I am now going to concert and I will tell that there are dacoits. And they are very bad in terms with me. And then I will go to Nandamara and Yashoda, I will tell them all things. And he began to weep. Then Krishna went and consoled him. That I'm just bringing your all things, don't cry. So Baldev took that fingers, rings, and kept it. And afterward, he gave it to Srimati Radhika, sent by Lalita and Vishakha. And all boys, making scene by Madhumangal, they took the laddus and began to give all others, and also to Brahmin Balak also. But he was so furious at that time. He did not take anything, and seeing they took all laddus and like this, clapping, and he was crying and weeping, and at last Krishna. This is the first time of here. We should do pranam here, and the sun worship of Srimati Radhika and the worship of Durga, of Chandravali, are only means to meet Krishna, not actually doing worship of sun or Durga or anyone. But the ignorant person don't understand all this. They worship sun, they worship Durga. Even some Brajavasis also, those who don't know, but Brajavasis worship only Srimati Radhika, more than Krishna also. Everywhere Radhe, 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 not Krishna, Krishna. Anyhow, they are pranamya for us. This bhumi is so sacred, and having the past tense of Krishna, we should bow down to this and have dust on feet and eyes and heart, and this will now go to Radhakund and go down to Radhakund and take water and then जय जय श्री राधे, जय जय श्री राधे, जय जय श्री राधे। अब चला जाए।
Srimati Radhika used to see her father worship the sun god. And so she used to come to Shantanapad.
Shantanukunda.
Is it the same as this?
Shantanu is there in the way from Mathura to Govardhan. Santanu is the father of Bhisham Pitama and husband of Ganga. After his, in his old days, he left everything and came to Braja and worshipped Radha Krishna in Braja at Santanu Kund. It was very fine.
But Radharani's father used to worship the sun there.
Far outwardly, was son of son, Vishwan, father of Srimati Radhika. Koti koti son can come from the dust of the males of Srimati Radhika. But outwardly, he was himself. Vrishabhan. Only these pastimes are possible from sun and all goddesses, only for cheating non-qualified persons. Sun is only
from old days?
Long time.
But anyone has, it has been established by Brajvarna at first.
This day? Yeah.
So after that, anyone has, it seems that 100 years are.
And putting sun on both sides, so because to remember that lila. Lila sun in the place where the lila is going on, and doing the remembrance is very helpful.
But this should be remembered on the nick time.